broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, good evening, folks. 8:23. Now, we're following Jack, who's not even in studio tonight.
Yep.
We had the...
County engineer.
County engineer.
Tom Wiekert.
How many miles of road are there in Mercer County? Miles of road. Neil, you keep...
Lots.
Carrie, care to take a...
No idea.
The correct answer is 1,000.
It's over 1,000.
Miles of road.
Miles of road.
That's a lot of road.
That's a lot of road.
So if you'd get in your car and say, I'm going to drive every road in Mercer County.
You don't want to drive one in front of my house right now.
Jesus.
Well, can you even get through?
Yeah, well, that doesn't, over 1,000 doesn't count inside any incorporated areas. Doesn't count Salina,
Fort
Recovery, Coldwater, and it doesn't count any
of
those.
You cannot drive by Kern Chevrolet right now.
Nah, I'm pretty sure that's right.
That's not good.
And I don't want to.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that is terrible. Mm.
I haven't gotten to see much of anything. Anybody have any word on what the cause was?
No, well, I haven't heard any.
I never heard any either.
I heard another disgruntled dealership lit it on fire.
Yeah.
We are joined by the head girl softball coach, and that is Miss Carrie Shane. How are you, Miss Shane?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
And we're also awesome. Joined by your assistant coach.
Yes, that's Nora Shane, the 10-year-old assistant right there.
And she is a keeper, I tell you that. Look at that smile, huh? Nora joins us, and Coach Shane and Harold Feely across the street, across the way from me, who has no street.
I got no street. Bumpy
that
street.
That is terrible, ain't it?
It's bad right now.
So the question is, Coach, will we ever play another softball game?
I think we need to get the Noah's Ark out right now and row our way to the games. I don't know. I hope. We haven't played since last Thursday, so we're hopeful to get two more games, hopefully, in this week. We'll see.
But what can you do practice-wise?
It's tough. So, you know, you finally get a chance to get outside because the weather gets nice, and that's really all you want. You know, when the season starts as early as it does, you're inside all the time. I mean, Harold, you remember from baseball.
There is nothing worse than going outside, happy as can be, and now you got to go back inside.
You come back in, and then you have to try to keep them active. And keep them happy, and you know, there's only so much you can do between the sack and the gym. And thank God we have both.
Think about before we had the sack.
So it's definitely helpful to have both, but boy, it gets tough. It really does get tough. You lose interest real quick.
No doubter.
Yeah.
So you just practices an hour. What do you do?
We do a full 2 hours. I mean, we need to get our pitchers to pitch. I mean, they really got to pitch just about every night. You know, we give them a night off or two here or there, but you know, they need to pitch. But it's just getting reps in. We got 15 kids that are playing, so to get enough reps in just to keep them active, you know, we go the full 2 hours.
I went up to the first game with Anzonia, and it was a great night, even though we lost.
It's pretty
great night. The place was packed. It was exciting. Anzonia has a nice ball club.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just thoroughly, and you know, I go up to the press box and
go back and forth.
Such a facility.
It is pretty awesome.
The Indians fell a little short 3-2, but I could tell, like, your post game, you was not disappointed after the first loss.
No, I mean, not at all. First game of the season, you never know what you're going to get, right? You never know what to expect. You know, we had three of our four scrimmages. We did get in, and we had a good outing. Good showing. The bats weren't quite as hot as what I wanted them to be, you know, throughout the scrimmages. And it kind of proved that way, you know, in our first game. But honestly, you know, I've told the girls all season, we just have to do the little things right and big successes will happen. We set a lot of team goals this year, offensive, defensive, you know, for the team, and then like overall team goals. And we hit a lot of our goals. We, you know, just didn't hit as well as I wanted to. We had to start kind of playing some small ball, and that didn't work out quite as well as we had wanted to. Overall, you know, 3-2, I was super happy with that. Did a lot of little things right, but you know, definitely things to improve upon, but not a bad outing to start.
Absolutely. And softball too. I mean, only giving up three runs, that's pretty good job by the pitchers.
For sure.
And then on Saturday we traveled to St. Mary's and play the Rough Riders in a game where we pick up our first win.
Yeah, yes. So we really wanted to focus this year on not having that one bad inning. The last couple of years, we kind of have that one inning where we fall apart on defense. And so the last two games, we have not done that. And those are huge, huge successes for us. So we did not have that one bad inning against St. Mary's. Didn't have it again against Sonia. And hit. We didn't string the hits together like we wanted to at St. Mary's. But we did hit the ball well. We got, you know, runners on bases. And anytime we can get Emma Will on a base path, man, it's destructive. And we're going to be running that kid as much as we can.
Absolutely.
So she had a ton of stolen bases last year. Was at the top of the leaderboard of the league last year. I foresee her doing kind of the same thing. So getting her on base is huge. You know, getting a few hits together like we did was great. And Brittany Tebby just was ferocious on the mound. She did a fabulous job. Finished, you know, pitched the whole game and just did a great job. So
your pitchers, how many you got?
We have three. We have two varsity pitchers, Jenna Holman and Brittany Tebby, and then Alexis Greasy is a freshman. So she's putting JV innings in. Probably won't be pitching her at the varsity level, but we are able to get some JV innings in after a lot of our games, and she's been able to pitch all those, so it's been good.
So in softball, can you re-enter?
Yes.
The pitcher?
Yeah. Same rules as baseball. Yeah, same rules as baseball. And we don't have any, like, unlimited. I mean, it's unlimited innings.
Okay.
There's no pitch count with softball. So.
Yeah.
I seen, did I see the high camp girl had a home run?
She did.
How cool is that?
That was awesome. She had been struggling, having some struggles at the plate. We had a lot of long discussions and just focused on a lot of things at practice to try to help her a little bit. And for her to have that home run when she did it, just kind of just tore everything loose and told the girls, I think, that, you know, we can do this.
We can do this.
It was just really kind of a good turning point for us. It was early in the game, but it was a good turning point for us. So.
Coming off last year where we had some success, and then at tournament time, you know, we had Minster on the ropes. How do you going into this year, are the kids pretty confident? I mean, is our expectations, where are they at?
So we ended the season at 7-15 last year, so not quite really where we wanted to be. And to be honest with you, I think the kids don't always, I think, remember, you know, how many wins and losses you have, to be very honest with you. You know, we talked about that when we set our team goals. You know, I, of course, we always want a winning season.
Sure.
And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, we put our team goals out there, and if we could hit our team goals, we've got 13 of them. And hitting those team goals, I think, is going to get us wins. And that's what we kind of talked about. So we want to focus on all those individual things we've been working on, and hopefully those successes will come. So we looked back through at St. Mary's, and we hit 9 of our 13 goals. So I was really excited about that. So
that's
that
huge.
Was pretty exciting. Yeah. So
let's take a break, Spencey, and we'll come back and we'll go over this year's roster and your coaching staff and the upcoming games, because the schedule is kind of went tipsy-turvy. Because I think now you're going to get to the point where you got to get the league games in.
Yeah.
So they're going to move. And actually, we got a change already this week. So let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Be sure to stop into Wayne IGA and check out their new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're up there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sauteed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. The
Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 20th, and you can pick up the dinners from 11 to 1 at the new baseball facility. There will also be a baseball game with the Lincoln View Lancers that day, starting at 11 a.m. So bring the family out to the game that day and enjoy the barbecue chicken and the baseball game. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $10 each, and you get a half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the game, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 20th from 11 to 1 during our home baseball game with Lincoln View. The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 7th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are only $10 each and are pre-sale only and available from any of the firefighters. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick meal during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday afternoon, April 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up your chicken dinners. Get your tickets now from any of our firefighters for the Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 6 p.m.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Yes, sir.
Joined by the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Coach, Kerry Shannon. And Coach, let's before we talk any more softball, we're going to turn our attention to the things that you and your husband and a bunch of you guys do run the concession stands. You've been doing that for how many years?
200?
Yeah, it feels like 200.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really count. I don't really know.
Yeah, and don't think that goes unnoticed, man. You know what I'm saying?
We
that is, you know, I know you guys are stalwarts up there, and we really appreciate it. Yeah. And then we're going to turn our next attention to the high school bowling team.
Yeah.
Now, when you as a coach, you got to wear a little, you know, you got to wear different blinders on there. But as a parent of a bowler who, that had to be fun.
Oh, that was fun. That was a fun ride.
I bet that was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun ride. And just a great group of parents. The coaches are fabulous. You know, the bowling alley itself and Corey and Spider, I mean, they're so incredibly supportive of those kids. Gosh, it was just a fun ride. Yeah. Just so great to see them be so successful.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know, it's amazing when you think about, you know, there's nothing like rooting for your kid. There's nothing like watching your kid compete.
Yep.
Now, who would have thought that Ken Shane and Kerry Shane would have been in a bowling alley with their daughter and going through something like that, a life experience like that? Now, that had to be, that's just neater than hair.
And not drinking beer on Saturday at 10 a.m. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. In a bowling alley, not drinking beer at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
no, I mean, you know, Ella is, my girls were never big basketball kids. My boys, you know, played basketball, but they were never big basketball kids. They played it when they were little. But honestly, it was when Ella was little, like probably third or fourth grade, they have like a little kids league, bowling league up here at the bowling alley, and Kennedy Mullenkamp and Emma Will and her started bowling in that league when they were little, and they just kind of carried it through. Emma bowled then in high school, freshman and sophomore year. Ella, of course, was off last year with her knee injury. But boy, she just loved it.
Yeah.
I can't help her. I can't do anything. Sure. I can't help her with bowling. Neither can Ken. We've learned a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for the coaches, that's for sure.
Now, is she thinking about going to the next level bowling, or is she
I think if the opportunity was there, and you know, school's always first, you know, when it comes to college. I mean, getting a degree is, because that is what she wants to do. She wants to be a physical therapist, so getting a degree is definitely the most important piece. You know, if it would happen that she could bowl, and you know, she can be successful with that, get a little money, whatever, that
there,
I think she'd be willing to do it,
right? Definitely,
you know, but school's got to come first, so it was fun.
I'm sure it was. So let's talk about your coaching staff this year. And you know, off the air, you said you have about everybody back, plus you added a few.
Yeah, so Ryan Tin's back. And Ryan wasn't able to help a whole lot last year with watching Bo his senior year.
Sure.
So he's definitely back and been there quite a bit this year, which is great. Lauren Day is back as well. Renee Evers, kind of trying to be a little more part-time so she could watch her nephews play baseball. Mm-hmm. And then Abby Monin is helping as well. And then we have have Val Stauman helping this year. So that's awesome. a new one that we had added. Yeah. So Abby had coached last year and, you know, kind of on a part-time basis. So it just kind of depends whenever they can make it with everybody being somewhat part-time. We just kind of make it work to try to have at least three coaches at every game was kind of our goal. So
that's just perfect, actually.
It is. It's just nice to have at least somebody, you know, to kind of manage the kids on the bench and at least somebody at each base. So you know, it's kind of helpful.
So, and then getting to your roster, you have 15 kids. Mm-hmm. How many seniors you got?
Three seniors. We've got Brittany Tabby, Callie Wendell, and Kenzie Garkey, with Kenzie being out with her knee right now. Missing this year and then missing last year as well. Yeah. So that's been kind of a bummer. But yeah, three seniors, two playing.
Yep. Yep. And then your juniors?
We got five juniors. We have got Ella, Shane, Emma Will, Ava Greasy, Kayla Heitkamp, and Kylie Post.
Okay.
And then sophomores, I got Kyla Deuce, Hannah Irvin, Jenna Holman, and Lily Sweeterman. And then freshmen, I've got Ivy Toby, Aubrey Heitkamp, Alex Coretto, and Alexis Greasy.
So you have a nice nucleus.
Good little mix
here.
Absolutely. That's good.
We really do.
That's great. So we're talking about your scheduling, and I just got a text from Amy, and she said that the boys are going to play at Chaminade Julien tomorrow at 5:30. And that game, they have a turf. Mm-hmm. So they have a good chance of getting that in.
They got a snow shovel?
Yep.
Just in case.
Well, you can take snow shovel, get her off.
We'll take
Yep. And then the game versus Parkway has been moved to Friday night. So they're going to go Thursday at CJ. Nice little road trip for the guys. And then Parkway at home. And then girls, you guys' schedule looks like?
Yeah, so we now have Laramie at Laramie Friday at 5. Right. And then we are now Parkway on Saturday at 11. So
is that a single game on Saturday?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yep.
And a league game, I'm sure.
And a league game, yeah. Yep. We've had Parkway as our league opener for a lot of years, and boy, that's a tough one.
That's not a
good one to start with. But
they're pretty solid.
They have a great program, and you got to tip your cap to them.
For sure, and I think they only lost one senior from last year, and you know they made it to the state semifinals. So, yeah. They've got a good program, and I'm sure they'll do well this year.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a fun one on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, as we, you know, as this thing, we get some nice weather, which is what we're really hoping to see.
Yep.
So, next week, we're going at full bore. You got four games, I think.
Probably. I have to tell you, we had games every day this week but Wednesday, and I honestly haven't even looked past this week because everything going on. But we should have. Yeah, we don't play on Monday because of the eclipse.
Weather-wise, looks good next week.
Yeah, weather looks good, so we should have four games next week. And I know we got Versailles on Tuesday, I believe. So. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing, no activities at school on Monday, I read. Yeah. The eclipse, everything is closed.
Yep. Don't even,
you can't go in the school, you can't go anywhere.
Can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Are you excited for the eclipse?
I am too.
It's going to be interesting. Do you? Yeah. That's good. Are you going to go somewhere and watch it? You having a party or anything? No?
Watch it at your house.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So, Ella, getting back to Ella. Now, where's she batting in the lineup?
She's batting third right now in the lineup, playing third base.
So Emma Will leads off.
Emma Will leads off.
And we got to get her on base. And then batting two?
Ava Greasy, who's got a lot of speed, good bat, good bunter.
Yep.
And she's got good speed, too. Yep.
Yep. You're keeping, you're kind of got some low scoring games. Your pitching has been good early. Mm-hmm. And with your two returning players, I mean, you feel like you're going to be able to stay in the games, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think that, you know, as long as we can have a good defensive games, make sure we don't have, you know, a lot of errors. We've tend to have some struggles with that in the past. So if we can decrease our errors, just get the bat on the ball, I think we'll be fine. Our pitching will be fine. I think they're going to sustain, and we'll be able to hang in there with a lot of teams. So I'm very hopeful.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
We will. We really appreciate you stopping up. Yeah. I know you last minute, you know, and it's always, but you're always, I'm in.
She's a champ.
She is a champ.
I appreciate you guys' support. So I thank you guys.
You got it.
That.
You absolutely got it.
And we're going to get you guys on the air here one of these times, right, Spencey? We've been trying to find somebody to do the girls' games.
Yeah. If you know of anybody that can do some all just something. We'll be happy to have them on the air, even if they're playing the same day as the boys, because we have Sports Stream 2 that we can do that with, and get both of them on live and do it. That's awesome.
You know, I'd offer my husband's services. I don't think you're going to want him on the air.
He's out.
You may have to do a lot of censoring if he's on the air.
Yeah, do some of that.
Yeah. We're used to it.
Yeah. Well, good luck the rest of the season,
thank
Coach.
You.
And anytime you need anything, make sure you stop up and let us know. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Yep. We're going to take a break. Coming right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Strolls. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Strolls. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland.
The baseball broadcast coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow's MAC baseball game hosting Parkway has now been rescheduled for Friday evening at 5. We'll bring you that game live, and our pregame show will start around 4:50. On Saturday morning, the boys will travel down to Ansonia. Game time is 11, and our pregame show will start around 10:50. And a reminder, this past Monday's baseball softball food drive that was postponed will now be held on consecutive days, with the softball collection game being on Monday, April 22nd, during their game hosting Tri-Village, and the baseball collection game will be the next day as they host St. Henry. Get out to both of the baseball games this weekend. Boys hosting Parkway, now rescheduled for 5 o'clock on Friday evening, and then at Ansonia on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
With my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely McNeil, behind the old boards. Neil, how are you?
Well, all right. I'm
trying to get some information for the game tomorrow.
Yeah, and
I got to get it on.
The OHSAA website is off, so I can't, it's offline or something, and I can't
get in there.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to get contact the athletic director for Chaminade, Julien, and get permission to broadcast the game tomorrow.
Maybe he's listening. Call on Hastings Hotline.
Yeah.
If you are, CJ's athletic director.
Probably not. He
may not be listening.
Yeah, they're probably doing the CJ radio.
Could be CJ radio.
CJ radio sports talk.
What do you want to know? I got it right here.
His email address?
Yeah.
So where did you get it?
Chaminade Julien Athletics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could. That was going to be my other thing when I had time after we're off the air. But So I'll find him somewhere.
So, Fee, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Okay. And you're smart.
Not really.
You're kind of smart?
A little bit.
You're how old? 60?
60.
You ever see anything like Caitlin Clark?
No.
I ain't either.
No.
Did you see how many people watched that game?
Yeah. Set the record?
12 million people watched
12 million.
The girls' basketball game.
I think I heard the only sporting event on TV that got more views than that was the Ohio State Michigan football game. Mm. Every other sport had fewer viewers than that.
Yeah, I think
that's
the
crazy.
Sunday of the Masters, mm-hmm. and the girls' game was the same draw. 12.7 million people watched the last day of the Masters, and that's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
That's a lot.
And she's crazy good.
She's really good.
I mean, yeah. I just sit there and like.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I was telling you off air.
I can't believe you can't stop her. I mean, a real quick guard can't stay with her, but she can just score so fast. It's unbelievable. And she makes everything.
And I'm surprised she hadn't shot one from the other side of the midcourt so far. But so far I haven't seen that. But you know, they showed all of her made shots, but she had 12 assists in that game on Monday. Still giving
seven her. Rebounds. 41, 12, and seven.
Seven.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Crazy.
That's a ball player.
It is. Next week, mm-hmm. we got the golf show on.
Yes, sir.
Our Masters preview.
Love the Masters preview.
And Kirby stops up, and that's always a good drunk. That's we'll have giving away prizes. And
yep, absolutely.
And I always enjoy that. Kirby's always a lot of fun.
He's a lot of fun. Have a lot of call-ins. We'll give away some stuff. We always give away a little bit here and there.
Yeah, he always has piles of stuff.
Yeah.
He brings more stuff than we can give away.
Yep.
Yeah,
he does. And then we give away a lot of stuff that people don't ever come get.
They don't come get.
Yeah, right. We still got stuff laying.
No answer.
Well, I got one. Yeah, I got one out there from Crusher from 4 years ago.
People like to listen to that.
They do.
Oh,
like
they like to test their knowledge on that trivia. Oh, yeah. He's got some good questions. He always has good questions.
Trivia used to be great when there wasn't the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Big P, he was the best at it. Yeah. Shannon Banker, third demo guy.
You guys can remember anything.
Yeah.
I remembered something once, I think. But
one time?
Yeah, one time.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Not for me.
Seriously, not too bad.
Pretty good.
How's Jaden? Are Jaden in a little slump, ain't he?
Jaden's slumping right now.
I'm betting. I see 285.
Yeah, he's dropped down. He's.
They're still winning.
Yeah, they're winning.
Yep.
He's had 3-0 for fours in a row there, so that killed him.
Ooh, yeah. Let's not do that anymore.
But he's got to get going.
Oh, absolutely.
His mom called me. Yeah. She's nervous wreck. I said, he's fine.
They went to, they just landed at LSU, Baton Rouge.
Yeah, going to Baton Rouge
all weekend. So
then next week's Texas A&M. They got to fly out there. So
that's great.
He'll have
Mike Kath going out?
I know. She won't fly.
Oh, okay.
Mike would have to drive.
That's a long drive.
That'd be a long drive.
Yeah, he was a truck driver.
Truck driver,
right.
Wouldn't bother him.
It's in his blood.
I mean, drove across the country. Drive to Texas. That's nothing.
Yep. So we got the Eclipse Monday.
Eclipse.
You going to be open, or what are you doing?
I'm thinking I might close around noon or so.
Yeah. Something I think everybody's closing.
It'll
be neat.
Yeah. Some of the restaurants are going to be open because there'll be people around.
Oh, sure. Chevrolet, I think they're closed all day.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be a...
So do you want to really go knows. Down to Bill's campground and...
I don't know.
We could go down there and mess around.
I think it'd be kind of groovy. Talk to people.
Because we were talking about that a long time. Then I found out there's absolutely nothing going on in Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
There's camping at Ambassador Park, but they have no events going on.
I just don't think anybody knew what to do there.
Yeah.
But just do something.
Yeah, I mean, I'd done did the break straight thing like we always do.
Have some little dumb stuff with kids or something. You know, anything is better than nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. It'll be.
Steal somebody else's
Pink
idea.
Pink Floyd. We should have got Pink
should've
Floyd.
Should have got Pink Floyd Kramer.
Yep. Pink Dark Floyd. Side of the Moon.
Yep. That's right. So tomorrow we're going to go to, we got CJ.
CJ.
Simon Adjulian. That's a neat game.
Yep.
And we're going to try to get on that radio, right? You're going to work your butt off.
Yep.
What happens there?
Assuming they allow us to go down there, we'll
that
be
would
there.
Be neat because that is an unbelievable facility.
Yep. Is it?
Yes.
And golf coach is Jackson Hobbs, right?
He's in Northmont.
I thought Northmont.
Northmont. Yeah. Okay, I thought he was at CJ.
But
he was at Northmont. I don't know if he still is.
But they They have. They just rebuilt. Some guy donated a brand new
ton of money.
Don't you remember Marion Local played the first football game?
Oh, that is right.
Oh,
about 5 years ago.
Yep.
Unbelievable facility. So that'd be fun to go down.
Yep.
Absolutely. And then Friday we got the girls are at Fort Laramie and the boys are Parkway.
Parkway.
And then on Saturday,
our Parkway's at home though. Boys.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girls.
And
away.
Then Saturday the girls are at Parkway.
At their Parkway. First league.
Yeah. And the boys are at Ansonia.
At Ansonia.
At Ansonia.
Take on the Tigers.
11 a.m.
So. Yep. Hopefully Mother Nature cooperates a little bit.
So we could finally, after being one game played out of five or six scheduled, we might get three games in a row.
I think we had close to 4 inches of rain.
Sunday. Yep, several people had more than.
Yep.
The Wabash went up fast.
He went up fast. She did, didn't she?
She sure did.
Yep. You got anything else, big fella?
Uh-uh.
Nope. I see the Buckeyes lost Roddy Gale today. He's transferring.
I think one of them was going to.
But they just, a bunch of them are coming back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, a few of them are saying they're coming back.
And they'll probably pick somebody up.
Oh, absolutely.
Be interesting to see how.
Meechie Johnson's coming back.
Meechie
already.
It's be interesting to see how Diggler does.
Yep, I agree with you. Reds up 2-0. CAS with a 2-run shot.
Yes, sir.
Bottom of the third inning, go Reds. Go home, watch that right now.
So what happened to Ellie that he...
Ellie had a bad game
couldn't field the ball.
Three errors.
He was bad. That one flip was terrible.
Oh,
it's like, what was that?
He's so cocky. And
when he does that,
like nonchalance. Can't do that, Ellie. You got to
do the fundamentals.
Yes.
Whoever was
Thank you, Ellie.
Come on.
I love you, buddy.
But you got to do the fundamentals.
Yeah, that's right.
Big win on Sunday, though.
It was.
That was
fun.
Classic back-to-back homers.
Absolutely.
You don't see that too often.
No, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Pretty fun.
All right, so for my good friend, Mr. Harold Flay, thank you, Kerry Shane, for coming up on short notice. Next week, we've got the golf show. For my good friend, Neil Spencer, Harold Flay, I am Bob Stalker. Thanks for listening. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.